What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. They'll pick you right up. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. And it isn't often that I start the show with a song. Usually I start the show with a monologue talking about what's gone on the last few days and whatever. But I knew that today would be a special day. And so, Tony, I on the count of three, I want a song from you that will epitomize how I feel about the weekend. 3, 2, 1, roll music. This is it. I'm telling you.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
I want to give you a big hug.
Kumbaya,
oh, I can't because of the virus. Okay. Kumbaya. How about a handshake? I can't because of the virus. Okay. Kumbaya. How about if I walk within 5 feet of you? Oh, I can't. It's got to be 6 feet. This is it. I want you to know that no matter what I say today during these 3 hours, as un-kumbaya-ish as you might guess, it's because of this very song. Are you moved, Tony? Do you want a hug? What do you think,
could
Tony?
I please have a hug? I could
okay.
use one.
Shut off the music and let's have a hug.
Okay.
Tony and I are having a hug.
Oh.
I want your brothers in here too. I want everybody. And if Buzzy is back from his break, we'll hug Buzzy too.
He's hugging me though. He's a little frisky with his hands though.
Hug a Buzzy day. You know what we missed during the weekend?
What's that?
The guy who looks like he could still play, had a birthday over the weekend. Now, I'm just wondering how it went. And, yes, those are candles you're supposed to blow out. So that's very nice. And happy birthday to him. Okay? All right. Let's see. Let's get going on this. Believe me, it's not my favorite thing to talk about today, but it's the only thing we should be talking about today. First of all, let's get the necessities out of the way so that I don't have to say it 50 or 100 times today. Okay? Let me just say it once. I think that what the bad cop did to George Floyd is despicable. Okay? I think the bad guy should be thrown in jail and throw the key away. And if they have the death penalty, he should get that. All right? That's that. Also, I want to say that we have the right to protest in this country. It's a God-given right. It is very important. However, we do not have a right to riot. There's nothing in the Constitution that says we have a right to riot. So having said all of that, now I can get on with it. Do you know one single person that you have talked to since Friday morning that thinks that what that bad cop did was justified or what that bad cop did was to be applauded? No. Not one person have we been in touch with. Has the media talked to? And keep in mind, you can go with the media and walk down Main Street somewhere, and there's somebody that will tell you that they thought Adolf Hitler did a great job. You know, you can do that. But you can't do that on this because there's not one person who believes that what he did was justified or the right thing to do. Having said that, who were they against? I'd like to know when the you had the rioters and the you had two groups. One was the rioters, the other are the protesters. If everybody is on one side of this, who are you protesting? In other words, I don't know. You would normally be protesting any group that thought that this was the right thing to do. You'd protest against that, obviously. But there's nobody on that side of it. Nobody on that stuff, on that side of it. So I don't know who you're protesting against. So now you got one large group of people with, let's say, civil disobedience. First of all, I think there are those, you know, they always talk about one side or the other. Either the protesters or the rioters. But I think some of the protesters you could see, I would guess, also got caught up in the rioting, started off as protesters, and then decided, hey, this looks pretty good. You know what that is? Those are the people that we've gotten addicted to free stuff. All right, they've seen the interviews on television where heads of governments have said, well, we couldn't do anything because we didn't have enough people there. So they're thinking, wait a minute, we got enough people here. We can do it too. And they, I think they got hooked on free stuff all their life. These are some people who love to have something without having to pay for it. Okay, so you got that right now. But also, during the weekend, you always think about what's a possible show and what's an angle that people will find interesting and wanting to talk about. And I came up with one that I thought was all mine because I had not heard one single commentator mention it. Not one, okay? Still haven't. Unfortunately for me, I did hear a caller to Buzzy over the weekend mention it. So the caller beat me to it before I could get on the air. Had I known it, I'd have put my microphone on out here and said it. All right? And here's what it is. This whole thing is over what is alleged a black and white problem. Okay? That's why you had a white cop killing a defenseless, in this case, black man. And that's what this whole case is built on. Racial intolerance, shall we say, all right? There is nothing right now that I've seen, and if something shows up, I'll be glad to yield the floor, that said this was racial at all. This could have just been a bad cop with a bad attitude taking on a guy who either didn't listen to him or said a bad word to him. Who knows what? It wouldn't even have to be rational. It's just a bad cop wanting to put down somebody who's disobeying him or just somebody he doesn't like. Doesn't have to be because he's black. Now, if you can show me, he's been cited, I think, 18 times for departmental charges. If you can show me at least one of them that has anything to do with race, I'll yield the floor and forget that position. But so far, nobody's brought it up if it's there. Nobody. So what I'm saying is, why do we just assume, because it's a white cop and a black guy that got killed, that it's racial? It doesn't have to be. The cop could be a psycho. Probably is a psycho for what he did and the way he did it. So that's a thing I want to bring up. Now, Mr. Beamer, I know that the caller was on your show, and you didn't agree with the caller. Give me your position on that.
Here's my position. The incident that happened was a white police officer and an unarmed black man. You're right. There is no proof that the incident was over the race of the gentleman. But I can understand where if I am in the black community, if I'm African American, and I see that, that opens a lot of wounds. And the incidents we've seen over the last few months, I can understand that anger from watching that video. Anger more than what we can feel.
But you have to admit, at least until somebody looks through those records, that we don't know if it was racial or not.
No, like you said, it could have just been an overall awful person. It could have been
just a psycho cop.
But if you watch that video, I think just the imagery of a white police officer and an unarmed black man is where the anger comes from. And that's why I say when you look at that, it looks like a racial injustice.
Okay. When we come back, I've got some specific questions. But your position, Buzzy, reminds me of this, okay? A fat man like myself walking down the street, and two doors down, there's a bakery with a pie and a cake in the window. And you say, I bet he turns into that bakery. And I do. It's called circumstantial evidence. We'll take a break and return on News. Of course I would go in a bakery with a pie and a cake in the window. And what kind of a fool thought is that? On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. All right, Tony, give me your overall view of everything that's happened in your universe since Friday morning.
Man, I echo both of you in saying that what happened to George Floyd was disgusting. It absolutely turned my stomach. And I'm going to go with you. I don't know, or I don't believe that it was racially motivated by the officer. It doesn't matter what he did. He should be locked up, is locked up, and thrown away the key if found guilty. And you could debate whether he was charged enough. The way it was explained to me is they're going to go after what they think that they can convict him on. What bothers me the most about all of this is the fact that people that are left-leaning want to paint everyone as racist. If you're white, you're automatically a racist. Every cop is a racist. Every cop is out to kill an African-American. And I am so sick and tired of the broad brush being stroked whenever anything goes on. If you're a liberal, you are painted one way. If you are a conservative, you're painted another way. If you're white, you're painted this way. If you're black, you're painted that way. We need to stop painting everybody with a broad brush. Everybody is different. There are good police. There are bad police. There are good broadcasters. There are bad broadcasters. There are good politicians, and there are bad politicians. There's good and bad in every field you go to.
I totally agree with that. I'll get to Buzzies when we get back because there's only like a minute, and that doesn't really give enough time. But basically, the things I brought up in the first place is there's no guarantee this is a black and white crime. I mean, it's possible that it is. Maybe this guy who had 18, the bad cop had 18 infractions in his record. The first thing I would ask is, how can a person with 18 infractions be still carrying a badge and a gun? That's my first question. Secondly, I think there are some in the middle of those two groups, the protesters and rioters that got involved with it because it's more free stuff. More free stuff. Let's throw a chair through the window here and I can get that watch. And that's what it's about. It's not about George Floyd. It's not about about intolerance. It's about, hey, I can get something for free. And let's see it. And you know who got arrested? Yahoo! De Blasio's daughter.
First of all,
during the event, she was online saying, we need more things for our cause. And then she got arrested. I wonder where she picked up her mantra. I think Dad talks about it at the dinner table. Let's take a break and return. Buzzy will give his opinion, and I've got three specific questions I want to ask you on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a time to play that, Tony. Don't just think it, say it. Playing that for me today, not a good idea, unless I wanted to retire early, because I'm not a happy camper for what I saw over the weekend. Tony gave his overall view. Buzzy, give me yours, and then I'll lay out the three questions. Your general impressions of what went on this weekend.
Well, I mean, obviously, as you said, the video from Monday was despicable, disgusting. I've said that all weekend, you know, and that officer's behind bars, and hopefully the other four that just sat there and let it happen will soon be behind bars. We saw a lot of agitators. We saw what was supposed to be a peaceful protest in every city. Every city, these started out with groups that sincerely, I believe, wanted just a peaceful protest.
Who are they protesting against?
That's a good question. That was my question yesterday. What did City Hall do in Minneapolis? What's the connection between the officer in Minneapolis and City Hall or the Statler? What did the Statler do to get broken into, right?
Yeah.
There is... The message I tried to say on Friday on Facebook was, you know, and you said it perfectly at the beginning of the show, everyone I've talked to, everyone that's called the station over the weekend, texted in, everyone thinks what happened to George Floyd was despicable, disgusting. We should be uniting against injustice. We should be uniting as a country, but instead... we are seeing, you turn on any television network, you're seeing bricks through buildings, cop cars on fire, regular cars on fire. You're seeing all the bad. You know, you have to dig to find the good.
Remember this. You're a sports guy. Remember what happened when the Detroit Pistons won the NBA title. They practically burned down Detroit.
Yeah.
Didn't Eagles fans do the same thing when the Eagles won it?
Eagles fans did the same thing a few years ago.
Yep.
There's good out there. You know, yesterday I on Twitter saw videos of cops holding hands with the peaceful protesters and marching together against injustice. You saw a cop walk up to a kid that was crying. You saw a lot of these signs, but you're not seeing that on TV. Right? You're not seeing the good. We share more than we don't. We have more in common as a country, as Americans, than we don't. And I really think if we didn't play, and I'm not saying we, but if, as Tony said, it seems to be people on the left didn't play politics with literally everything that happens, we could have a unifying moment.
Well, I think the unifying moments are gone. When the president announced that he was going to declare Antifa as a terrorist organization, what happened? Before he got the words out of his mouth, the ACLU, well, that's illegal, he can't do that. And other groups, no. They're standing up for Antifa, okay? We'll see where that goes. The law will be the law and whatever, and I'll get into that in one of my three questions. All right, the first night I was up till 4 a.m. watching this stuff because it's important for me to know what's going on if I want to talk about what's going on. I spent my entire weekend, most of it, watching TV, listening to our coverage, and our coverage was excellent, by the way. I thought I was doing something. I was awake until 4. Tim Wenger, our boss, here's a big brownie point for me. Boy, Tim did a great job, and he was there till 2 a.m. Of course, he would do anything to get out of the house, but that's another story. No, we really did do a great job, and pat on the back to all of the people that were involved with that from WBEN. So I'm watching it. I'm engrossed in it. I'm angry like you cannot believe. I'm sorry. So here are the questions, okay? Which group, and these are legitimate questions. A lot of people who like happy endings, and I, you know, don't want to hear stuff like this. It's like, oh, and it was nice. The sun was shining as the last chair was thrown through the glass partition. Okay. Which group got more of your attention? The protesters or the rioters? I don't think there's any question for me it was the rioters, simply because there's nobody to protest against. I told you, I don't know anybody that is not on the for the memory of George Floyd. Nobody. So I'm saying that I have aside in my brain. That's there. It's right from the beginning, be there right through the end of it. All right, the rioters got much more of my attention, and a lot of bad words I haven't used in a few years.
Sandy, can I make a comment about the rioters?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's not call them rioters. Call them what they are, Antifa. They are now, thankfully, President Trump has named them a terrorist organization. What happened was, is Antifa, and make no mistake about this, they've had this in their playbook for a long time, just waiting for the right moment. The moment occurred. We had an emotional story that has taken over the country, and that was their chance to pounce. And make no mistake, this was an attack. What they did was they went in with a game plan. They executed that game plan. They strategically placed pallets of bricks in places to get people worked up to attack. And luckily, protesters recognized what was going on and started to chase Antifa out. This was all the violence and everything was fueled by Antifa, people who are not even from our area. And what needs to happen is we need to find out who is funding Antifa, and that money supply needs to be cut off.
Well, there is a website, which Bernie showed me, in which they're recruiting professional protesters. Now they label it as protesters because that's legal. They can't label it rioters. However, it might be a giveaway to say you'll be paid in untraceable money. Huh? Does that tell you something? Could any judgment be made on that? Why would you not want the money traceable? So you have that. All right, so my first question, which group got most of your attention, the protesters or the rioters? The rioters by a long shot. The next question, were the police too firm or not firm enough? I saw an article in the paper today. Well, there's a question about police using too much force. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Now, when I comment on the police, I'm commenting on the orders that they got from their civilian bosses, probably mayors in most cases, okay? Not in the individual cops. That was way not firm enough. They're standing there and watching their own squad cars get taken over, watching their own precinct, the first one, the three, get taken over. I can't believe that that's normal behavior for a police force. I'm sure they were instructed to do that. And I'm thinking right now, it's 9:45, it's Monday morning. If you're walking downtown and there's a police car parked outside of a Dunkin' Donuts or a Tim Hortons or something, and you think, oh, I don't like the police. Here, let me light this car on fire. And the cop came out. Do you think the cop would stand there and watch the fire with you? I don't think so. I think you'd be arrested. Of course, in New York State, you better hope that whatever the charge is one of the chargeable crimes that they can actually keep you in jail for. Okay, so I think the police had too much of a tight rein. Well, when you're riding a horse, you keep a tight rein if you don't want the horse to run away, okay? But I think way too tight a rein on what was going on, and it made it look like we had no control. And yet we had people in military uniforms, we had people in sheriffs, state police, local police, and yet these punks were just running ramshod over all of it, watching our tax dollars as well as our pride in our law enforcement go up in flames. So I say it's way not firm enough, but it's not their call. That's the problem. It's some spineless politician. And next, the law. The law. You know, I was always taught when I was growing up to respect the law. And that if you did something wrong, you would have to pay a price. That's a joke now. It's an absolute joke. First of all, it's the biggest joke is in New York State. I think, you know, there's an expression, the law is an ass. In New York, the law is two asses. We have a bail reform. Because, you know, a lot of these people, they're just so poor that they can't even afford to commit a crime. Isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? Unless your charge is on a certain list, they can't even keep you overnight. You know what they did with most of the people they arrested in Buffalo? They gave them a ticket, an appearance ticket. They got to come back in July. Why don't we have a parade for them to show them how we're burying the hatchet? I am so sick of this stuff. I think it made me feel like a fool for thinking that the law really meant something. We have that. We have just total disregard for the law. And then we ask people to wear a badge and stand up in front of some punk who's throwing a rock at them and just stand there and take it. That's why I always wanted to be a cop at one time. I decided at one point in my life that I would not be a good cop. And the reason is I couldn't do what the cops have to do now. Listen to some politician tell you to stand down or just let him or de Blasio give it a light touch. I'll give you a light touch. Have de Blasio standing out there with a badge on. Have them spitting in his face and see how he likes the light touch approach. We're in the wrong state for the wrong reasons at the wrong time because we live in New York. So those are the questions. 1, 2, and 3, not necessarily in any order. Which group got more of your attention, the rioters or the protesters? Were the police too firm or not firm enough? And the law, do you have more or less respect for it? I'm telling you, I have almost no respect for the way it's handed out now with the legislators we have in New York. The mealy-mouthed politicians got nothing to do with the cops. They're there ready to do the job. They're not being allowed to. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before I go to the calls, David Bellavia did one of the best. I don't want to sound like a toady now for David Bellavia because this is the second time in a short amount of time that I've complimented him. David Bellavia did, I think, one of the best openings of a show I've ever heard on talk radio, and that was yesterday. And the problem was the fact that he was going to be on for 2 hours, but there was a press conference on 7 minutes into his broadcast, so he had to go to that. Then they come out, and he does about, Buzzy would know because you were probably running him or around there at least. He gets to do another 6 or 7 minutes, and then it's gone. It's gone, but you brought him on during your show. It was phenomenal. It was incisive, and he said things nobody else was saying. That's the kind of talk that I like. I like to kind of stir people up into thinking things they haven't thought before, not just regurgitating what they just heard. So Bellavia was fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, he was great, and that's why I brought him on after the district attorney, because I mean, he had been talking for 2 hours. I think people wanted to hear his point of view, and of course, he was spot on.
You know what I'd love to hear? Of course, I'm not going to wait for it, but I would love to have David and I do a tag team against any other hosts in Intercom for a full 3 hours. What do you think?
Love it. Let's do it.
I would, and the loser, the winners have to step out of the studio, and then we put a lion in the studio with the two losers. What do you think of that?
Can we sell tickets?
Okay, just a leopard. Not quite as bad as a lion. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. Tag team with me and Bella V. I love it. I love the idea. Why not? I just thought of it. We'll be back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.